With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Kamari. Hey,
how you doing?
I am good. You changed everything about yourself. You became a lot bigger. You've shot up the depth chart, become the starter. What was the defining moment for you to change everything about yourself as a Husky football player?
I just started stacking days, working hard, working on my body, getting stronger, also my mental, getting smarter, you know, studying the game. And I was working out like 3 times a day.
Did somebody encourage you to do this, like Jimmy Lake or your position coach, to just change everything about yourself?
Throughout the years, they've always told me what I needed to work on. I always took it to note, and I applied it over the years, and, you know, just gradually kept growing.
All right, we'll go to Chris Fetters and then Lauren Kirschman. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Kamari, I know over the years Coach Bonifaz and now Coach Lake, they've definitely talked about kind of riding the hot hand when it comes to the running back that seems to be maybe the most effective at that point in time. When, from your perspective as one of the running backs, when you're tasked, when you have the hot hand, what does that mean to you?
I just, you know, making plays for the team, going out there, scoring touchdowns, applying pressure on defenses, and getting wins.
All right, we'll go to Lauren Kirschman and then Masvita. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi, Kamari. I'm just wondering, I mean, playing with Dylan Morris, what stands out to you about him as a young quarterback and just his demeanor and how he carries himself?
Dylan is high energy, high motor, very smart, and savvy.
All right, thank you. And we'll go to Masvita and then Mike Farrell. Go ahead, Mas.
Yeah. Hey, Kamari, I'm wondering if you could just talk about two things in the running back room, the competition that's there, and then yet the brotherhood you guys have to see each of you do well.
Yeah, I think we have a very explosive running back room. Everybody has their own abilities that create different types of pressures on defenses, and the motor just wouldn't stop because we have so much depth in this room.
All right, we'll go to Mike Farrell and then Lars. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Kamari, I'm wondering, you know, obviously you're a fifth-year guy, and it took a while to get to this place, this starting spot. You know, obviously didn't probably play as much as you wanted to last year. How challenging was the road for you, and were there ever moments where you thought about going somewhere else, or were you always bought into this?
Oh, never thought about leaving. I just knew that if I focused on my details, that everything will work out.
All right, we'll go to Lars and then Christian Capel. Go ahead, Lars.
Hey, Kamari. Coach Bonifaz described you as a Swiss Army knife. Was there a part of your game that you take more pride in? And just, is there anything like that?
Can you repeat that one more time?
So Coach Bonifaz described you as a Swiss Army knife. Just, is there a part of your game that you take extra pride in, like pass blocking or anything like that?
A specific part of my game that I take pride in would be pass pro and then catching the ball out of the backfield. I like being one-on-one with any linebacker. That's something that, like, makes me excited if I see that free snap.
All right, we'll go to Christian and then Chris Fetters. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, Kamari, you described Dylan as savvy as a quarterback. I'm wondering if you have, like, an example or two of that.
Great. He plays with great eyes. The way he reads defenses, the way he knows the playbook, and, you know, his pre-snaps are things that show me how savvy he is and how smart of a player he is.
Is that, does that include stuff like checking into a run when you guys have a pass play?
Yeah, checking protections at the line of scrimmage if he sees a blitz, things like that.
All right, we'll go to Chris Fetters and then Maz Vita. Sorry about that. We'll go to Chris Fetters and then Maz. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, sorry. Kamari, just was curious, when you first learned of Coach Donovan's attack and your first impressions of what you saw, how did you feel like it fit in, especially, you know, how well you know your skill set and what you do well on the field?
I feel like it's a great offense that will be able to exploit everybody's talents on our team. And when we all seen it, we were all very excited. And he gives us a lot of knowledge, and that's why we're so explosive.
All right, we'll go to Maz Vita and then Dan Raley. Go ahead, Maz.
Yeah, hey, Kamara. Is there any particular running back that you kind of admire or like or attributes that you kind of are similar to or aspire to?
I like LaDainian Tomlinson, Ezekiel Elliott, and J.K. Dobbins.
All right, we'll go to Dan Raley and then Kim Grinnells. Go ahead, Dan.
Have you been able to grasp the fact that you were the starter last week? Because I think, you know, much of your career you've been down the ladder, third, fourth unit, but all of a sudden you're the starter last week with some pretty good backs behind you. Have you been able to soak that in?
Yeah, definitely just going out there, sticking to my keys, doing what I do every day in practice, treating it like a game.
All right, we'll go to Kim and then Mike Varell. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Kamari, what makes you different than the other guys in the room? And maybe just talk a little bit about the other guys. What makes Sean, Cam, and Richard a little bit different from each other as well?
Okay. I'd say Rich is hard-nosed, downhill, falls forward. That's what everybody really does, falls forward in our room. Sean, he can be a scat back. He's fast, he plays low, and he's explosive, and he finishes his runs. Cam, he's very quick, twitchy. He has nice hands. I feel like everybody in our room has really nice hands. And CD, he's a very powerful finisher. He'll run through somebody. Myself, I feel like I'm just like them.
Can I just ask one more real quick?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, one of the things that was really weird about being in the stadium, Kamari, is when a big play was about to happen or would happen, typically in a stadium with fans, you could kind of hear the crowd surge and go. I mean, you made a nice run, and it was quiet in there. I mean, is that just kind of weird? How do you adjust to that?
I just feel like that's a representation of the times, you know. But for us, it's no different. We lock in pre-snap, go through our keys, and, you know, make plays.
All right, we'll get two more for Kamari, Mike Varell, and then Tony Castricone. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Kamari, obviously, you know, being up at around 2:30, you know, I doubt you've played at that size before. I'm wondering how you feel different physically and how you might be a different kind of back with that size.
I feel the same. Feel explosive. I still feel like my body is still going through changes. Weigh myself, I'm like 221 right now, you know. So, but I still have my speed, still have my hands.
All right, we'll go to Tony Castricone. Last question for Kamari. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Kamari, I know you gained about 17 pounds in the off season, and it sounds like you might have lost a few since then, but just take me through, what did you do in order to do that? What's your diet look like? What's your weight routine look like? What led you to being where you're at right now?
Yeah, I cleaned up the way I was eating and taking like protein, and in my off season training, I run like hills and do track workouts, different types of explosive and long distance training and resistance.
All right. That'll wrap us up with Kamari Pleasant. We really appreciate your time, Kamari. Thanks for stopping by. Jack Westover is in the room. He'll be on very shortly. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, Jack, just curious, when your number was called to run the ball, what was your first reaction?
I mean, in practice, you know, I mean, we rep it, and, you know, I had a lot of confidence in it. You know, on the field, you just kind of reacting to calls, so not a lot of time to think over there. But, you know, I was just ready for it and just, you know, again, reacted to the call and, yeah, did what I had to do.
All right, we'll go to Dan Raley, then Christian. Go ahead, Dan.
Jack, do you consider yourself a tight end or a fullback? And does anybody else on that football team do what you do?
I mean, I consider myself a tight end. I think I'm a versatile guy. I think I can do a lot of different things. And, you know, I think on our team, I think there's guys that can do a lot of different things. I think no one is good at just one thing. And I think, that's about it.
Is there a backup fullback?
We plug in a lot of guys. It's whoever really. I mean, there's a lot of guys that can do that job, I think.
All right, we'll go to Christian Capel, then Lars Hansen. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, Jack. Kamari was just talking about Dylan's ability to read the defense pre-snap and check out of or into certain things if he needs to. I'm wondering if you can think of an example of that from the game on Saturday where maybe you had one thing on and he checked into something else and it worked out.
Yeah, I mean, in the game, Dylan's always – I mean, he prepares like no other. I mean, he's always – whenever I come to the stadium, he's always here just working. And so, I mean, you know, he's – I mean, in the game, I mean, he's just reacting to what the defense gives him, what he sees on tape. I'm sure there was. I can't really name one, but yeah, Dylan's just awesome out there.
All right, we'll go to Lars and then Nick Bendro. Go ahead, Lars.
Hey, Jack. Coach Lake mentioned that you played basketball at one point. Just how much does that original athleticism help your game when you're running the ball and doing things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say basketball is like what makes me almost the player I am. I think it's what makes me so versatile. I think just being able, you know, to be good with my feet with all those years of like training and playing basketball with all the footwork I've done, you know, I think it just biggest thing, it just makes my feet good. And I think, it gives me like some sort of, you know, wiggle or whatever you want to call it.
All right, we'll go to Nick and then Moz. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, on that first third down conversion where you got the handoff, there's not a lot of crowd noise. Of course, as in none, but what was the reaction on the sidelines from Coach Donovan and all the guys over there?
I think it was just kind of the next play mentality. I mean, he's not really focused on the last play. I know a lot of, you know, guys I came in here with, you know, my class, I know they were happy at least for me, but it was cool, but it was just kind of the next play type deal.
All right, we'll go to Moz and then Kim and then hands up. Go ahead, Moz.
Yeah, hey, Jack. Coach Lake talked about the ability or the versatility of the offense from one week to the next. And you just heard about how you're versatile. Can you talk about the advantage of having multiple running backs, you yourself being able to play different positions? How much of an advantage is that from week to week against an opponent?
I mean, I think just like we have just a lot of guys at a lot of different positions, and I think that's a good thing to have. I mean, it's just – I think it just makes our offense more versatile, and like you said, and I think, we're continuing to grow as is every team in the country every week and play off of things.
All right. We'll go to Kim and then Chris. Go ahead, Kim.
Hey, Jack, looking back at the game on Saturday, what was your favorite play? Is there one play that stood out that you're going to remember for a while and why?
I wouldn't say there's like just one play. I think, you know, biggest thing for me was just, coming in from last year, you know, I think getting a bigger workload. And I think just that whole deal of just, you know, going into every play and, being as physical as I can. I guess there's not one play that sticks out for me personally. But you know, I think just the whole deal, the whole game was just every play was at the same importance for me. And
All right. We'll go to Fetters and then Lars. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Jack, what was your history? Had you ever run the ball before Saturday night at all in terms of being like an actual back?
The one year I played in like eighth grade, I took one handoff. But I mean, that's about it. I'll just leave it at that.
All right, we'll go to Lars and then Josh Kirschenbaum. Go ahead, Lars.
Hey, Jack, we saw that Mark Redmond got some time into the game, didn't obviously get a catch, but just what have you seen from him in camp and obviously him as a freshman? Just what does that say about him and his future?
Yeah, Mark's going to be a good one. You know, I think he's got a really good work ethic. And, you know, I think the most impressive thing about Mark is just his ability to pick up the offense. He's a really smart guy. From day one, he's been on top of his stuff. And, yeah, I mean, I'm super happy for him. We're a super close group. So, yeah, it was awesome to see him out there for sure.
All right, Josh, and then Tony Castricone. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Jack, just wondering, obviously you got the old guy in the room in Cade and what he's bringing to the group as a leader and helped you out with particularly.
Yeah, ever since I got here, I've really just, I mean, in a way, looked up to Cade. You know, he's one of the, you know, one of the more like professional and just great guys there is. And, you know, he's really, you know, in a way taken me under his wing. And I think I've learned a ton from him, and I continue to do that. And yeah, I mean, we're always in communication, so it's always a good deal.
All right, two more for Jack. We'll go to Tony and then Kim. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Jack, talking Arizona last year, of course, first half was looking a little shaky and then exploded for 38 points in the second half, led off by your touchdown. Take me back to what you thought was the difference between the first half and the second half, and tell me what you see out of Arizona's defense.
So the first part, I think last year the biggest thing was just, you know, we just had a wake-up call in the locker room. You know, we had to look ourselves in the mirror, and we just – we said, this isn't us. This isn't who we are. And we came out in the second half and just started by playing physical and, you know, doing what we needed to do. I think, what was your second question again?
I was asking, what do you see out of Arizona defensively this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a complete, they got a new DC, so it's a new look on defense. Yeah, but I mean, Arizona, I mean, they played really good against USC. They played tough. It's a great defense over there. They have a lot of good playmakers for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a totally different look, and it's definitely going to be a challenge for sure.
All right, last question for Jack from Kim Grinnells. Go ahead, Kim.
You told us one carry in the eighth grade. You got to tell us what happened, Jack.
I mean – remember, it was against, like, Bainbridge, and I took it for, like, 15. So that was a good start. But one carry for 15 yards in my career before last Saturday.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.